drawing this Longhorns Cowboys parallel that I was shooting for. And I talked about it in terms of the offensive line and how the offensive lines are similar in terms of they pass the eye test when you're facing less than competition, but when the competition kicks up and the numbers, the metrics, the body of work suggest, hey, you look at the numbers, they're not half bad. Even you look at the raw numbers, Texas had a top 25 rushing offense or top 30 rushing offense this year. They were a top 20 scoring offense. Texas was. And I ran down to the first hour, those numbers from Football Outsiders, and say, hey, the Texas offensive line was somewhere between average and elite. They were really good in some categories, but we know what the eye test showed. Very similar to the Cowboys offensive line. But the parallels go deeper than that, Snoop. The Dak Prescott conversation with the Cowboys is one of, you're wondering at this point, is Dak Prescott an elite quarterback? You're paying him like an elite quarterback because that's what the market dictates. Once you've got a guy that you're certain you can at the very least win games with, you got to pay him. That's just the nature of the beast in football right now. But is Dak Prescott an elite quarterback, or is he a quarterback that has a ceiling? Well, Texas, the best, most consistent, the closest thing to consistent quarterback play Texas got this past season was a healthy Casey Thompson. And I think we can all agree, regardless of what side of the fence of the Casey Thompson argument you were on, Casey Thompson had a ceiling, and I believe he does have a ceiling as a quarterback. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just he's going to get you to a certain level and probably not get you past that high floor, low ceiling. I think that's what Nebraska fans will find out about Casey Thompson. You wish Casey the best as he continues his collegiate career playing for the Huskers. But quarterback play aside, you look at the weapons Texas had on offense. They had a freshman All-American wide receiver. They had a first-team All-Big 12 running back who at one point in time this season was considered to be maybe the best offensive player in college football. So you had two really productive pieces on offense. You had some good raw materials. And even though we talk about the issues with the defense and we talk about the issues with the offensive line, by the way, the Bill Conley, his SP Plus rankings at ESPN, another statistics site that I love and metrics that I love following, Texas had the 8th best special teams unit in the country overall this year. Texas was a top 10 special teams unit. Kicking game for Texas was awesome. You had, like the Cowboys, Texas had plenty of good raw pieces even with the glaring issues. And I think that's the frustration as we turn the page going from 2021 to 2022 with Texas. Those raw pieces were good enough to allow you to boat race Oklahoma in the first half, to get a halftime lead on Oklahoma State, to have a halftime lead on Baylor, to be in a lot of the games, to play in as many one-possession games as you did. Even though you finished 5-7, you had a chance to win some of those games you lost. It's just the inability to finish the job. And that's what we talked about on the Blitz today. And again, you can hear that tonight here on the Horn. I wonder, and this bleeds into the Gary Patterson conversation, which, by the way, unless I've missed something in the last 5 minutes, the Gary Patterson to Texas situation, still not official, even though he's been on campus for the better part of the last week, helping the staff out and getting his hands dirty and helping this program get better. That, to me, is part of the Gary Patterson discussion, because I think Steve Sarkisian, because I don't see this defense getting significantly better. Like we talked about yesterday, Texas missing out on Drew Sanders, and they're not going to be able to, from Alabama, he's headed to Arkansas. They're not going to be, I preface that, Snoop, because I think people are like, well, the Vandegrift coach, Coach Sanders, leaving to take a job at Texas. No, no, no.
Every time you say it.
Talk about Drew Sanders, the player, not Coach Sanders, if you're listening. But, you know, Texas trying to beef up their edge. They had no presence on the edge last season. And you got Justice Finkley enrolling early. You didn't add a portal guy, so it's going to be all about, you know, a DJ Harris, a Prince Dorba, getting a Jordan Thomas back. Some of those young guys in the program, it's just going to be about developing them. I don't think you can do it. And with the limited spots you've got left, I don't think Texas can do enough in the portal to make this defense significantly better when it comes to personnel. I do wonder, though, even though there's a quarterback competition that's got to play out with Quinn Ewers and Hudson Card, I wonder if Steve Sarkisian has to rethink his line of thinking, because the Oklahoma game should have been the lesson. Texas needed to be a throwback Big 12 team this year. Like, think about the teams that won big in the Big 12 this year. Oklahoma did, but they had a wonky year, and people are kind of looking under the hood at the Lincoln Riley program. A lot of Oklahoma fans aren't liking what they're seeing. Baylor wins a Big 12 championship. What did we come to find out about Baylor? Elite defense. A physical edge on offense, willing to play. And then Dave Aranda will gamble. He'll go. He's the guy that doesn't mind going for it on fourth down. But Baylor wants to win games in a phone booth. Baylor wants to out-physical you. Baylor wants to win with defense and field position and an efficient offense, not a high-octane offense. But Mike Gundy, he's bizarro Mike Gundy now. He wants to win with defense and field position. He won a game this year where he told Casey Dunn, his offensive coordinator, hey, we want to run about 50 to 55 plays. That's kind of stuff that gets you beat. Mike Gundy feels you can win games that way now. Steve Sarkisian needs to think about it the opposite way. It literally, Texas needs to be an all, pardon the phrase, but it's true. Texas needs to be an all gas, no brakes team. They, whether it's Quinn Ewers or Hudson Card, they need to get the most out of Bijan Robinson and the most out of Xavier Worthy, the most out of those weapons they've got on offense, because that's how you're going to win ball games. Your defense is not going to be good enough to allow you to play complimentary football. It wasn't last year, and I don't know that it's going to be at that level this year. I don't think you make that drastic of a turnaround in 1 year without some serious player development and some serious improvement in terms of personnel. And right now, I don't think you can bank on that. I think there needs to be a philosophical change, and there's nobody better than Gary Patterson to help Steve Sarkisian do that, because Gary Patterson faced a very similar situation. Think about his first couple of years in the Big 12. I think TCU was 6-6 in 2012, and they were 4-8 in 2013. Had one of the best defenses in the country. But what did Gary Patterson realize? You can play great defense. Defense does win championships. Points win the Big 12. At the time, very much so. When you're in a league with Art Briles and Mike Gundy and Cliff Kingsbury, Dana Holgorsen, points win the Big 12. They did back then in 2014. So what did Gary Patterson do? He kind of sold his soul to the devil a little bit. He hired Sonny Cumbie. He wanted somebody that had some air raid roots. And he hired Doug Meacham, a guy that understands spread offenses, was with Mike Gundy for a long time. And they caught lightning in a bottle with Trevon Boykin, the guy you just mentioned, Snoop, Josh Doctson, had a tremendous year for TCU. In the years that I've been covering the Big 12, covering it as a media member, not following it as a fan, starting in 2012, that 2014 TCU team might be the best Big 12 team I've seen. Out of all those Oklahoma teams, Baylor this past season, Mike Gundy's had some good teams, that 2014 TCU team, because they were a top 15, top 20 defense, and they might have had the best offense in the country that year with Trevon Boykin and the collection of skilled talent and the way they could score points on you. But that was Gary Patterson making the adjustment, saying, look, it's not a bad thing if you've got to sell out and understand you're just going to have to outscore people to win football games. Just takes a little tweaking the way you think. I really think that's how Texas is going to have to win games until they get this defense figured out. Gary Patterson did it. I wonder if that conversation comes up, if that's something that's on top of mind for Steve Sarkisian heading into the offseason. We'll take your comments on Expect's text line 337-3776. Take a break, come back, wrap up this edition of Light the Tower on the Horn, live locally.